from your
heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Blue Man Podcast. Tune in every day. Please tune in every day. All streaming platforms.
All streaming platforms. Check me out. Real.
I'm a new man. I'm no longer the same. Cause when Christ get on that cross, my life forever changed. I'm a new man. Justified by faith. His love and grace, I'll forever embrace. I'm a new man. Transformed by grace. Justified by faith. Jesus took my place. I'm a new man. Redeemed and free. His sacrifice I receive, I believe. Yeah. I'm a new man. I'm no longer the same. Nope. Cause when Christ got on that cross, my life forever changed. Yeah. I'm sharing this message far and near. Letting the world know that we ain't got nothing to fear. Yeah. I'm a new man. Justified by faith. His love and grace, I'll forever embrace. Yeah. I'm a new man. Transformed by grace. Justified by faith. Jesus took my place.
Today I want to talk about faith has another step. We can't follow Jesus until we get out of the boat. It's nice to hear people say that they have faith in God, right? It's nice to see people at church every once in a while, but their faith is not real until it affects every facet of their lives. There's so many Christians today who have not gotten out of the boat. What would our families look like if Christians acted on their faith and followed Jesus? What would our country look like if Christians acted on their faith and followed Jesus? What would our church look like if people acted on their faith and followed Jesus? Sometimes later, Jesus came walking on the water and Peter got out while everybody else was laying back, chilling, sleep. We've got a lot of armchair Christians who sit back and talk about others, but they won't get out of the boat themselves. We need some Christians who will risk it all to follow Christ. We need some Christians who will step out on faith and follow Jesus. Jesus gave himself to death to buy you. Does that mean anything to us at all? If he made that sacrifice for us, why is it so hard for us to make sacrifices for him? We have to move forward with Jesus and not look back. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. That was in Matthew 4:20. When they got out of the boat, they didn't hesitate to follow Jesus. They followed him everywhere he went. Their physical closeness influenced their spiritual closeness with Jesus. They became more and more like the one they were following. They made the commitment to follow Jesus. Their lives were never the same. They became fishermen of men. Their responsibilities was to follow Jesus. Jesus' responsibility was to make them fishers of men. They were never without Jesus again. They followed Jesus. That's the definition of a disciple. Are you that disciple? If we will fully commit to him, our lives will never be the same. Do you think Jesus is trying to trick you? Do you think that he's going to dump you when you follow him? You will never have a life of satisfaction apart from following Jesus. He has great plans for you, but you've got to lay down your nets and get out of the boat. I challenge you to throw your lives into the call of Jesus Christ. Today, we can become fishers of men. We can introduce others to the Lord. We can enjoy seeing the work of the Lord in other people's lives. We can make a difference with our own lives. We will have Jesus with us forever. We would have never heard of these men if they hadn't stayed in the boat. Did you ever think about that? We would have never even heard of these guys if they had stayed in the boat. They would have worked hard, sweated, made money, and then died in obscurity. But now we call them disciples. Do you want to work hard, sweat, make money, then end up dead? Or do you want to work hard, sweat, and make a difference for all eternity? Jesus is calling you to get out of the boat. Jesus is calling you to follow him. He's calling you to be his disciples. Now, are you ready to make that change today and become a disciple of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? If you are, pray this prayer with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you today as a lost sinner. I'm asking that you save my soul and cleanse me from all sins. I realize in my heart that I need a Savior. I need salvation, which can only come through Jesus Christ. I'm accepting Jesus Christ into my heart and what he did on the cross in order to purchase my redemption. In obedience to your word, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that he has raised him from the dead. You have said in your word, which cannot lie, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10 and 13. I have called upon your name exactly how you have said. I believe right now that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you all. And if you prayed that prayer with me, come back. Listen to more. Trusting in God podcast is there for your every need. We will be recording a lot more . So watch out for more episodes. I love you with the love of the Lord. Amen. Peace.